Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula announcing yesterday a truce being reached between Qatar and CODESA after weeks of talks to put an end to the ongoing violence in Cape Town. So operations in parts of Cape Town will resume for taxis, but the closure of that route B97 between Paarl and Bellville still remaining in place. So the minister was in Paarl this morning with the MEC, Dalen Mitchell, to assess train operations and the closure of that route, having a look at PRASA increasing the train volumes on the Northern Line as well. So let's have a chat now to Kaylin Palm, Eyewitness News reporter, who has also been out there. Kaylin, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. Fikile Mbalula, he's been out in Paarl having a look at operations there, but he's still busy with talks as well to make sure that this deal that's been struck actually holds.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Yes, the minister as well as Dalen was in the area today, this morning, very early this morning, just to make sure that the operations run smoothly in the Paarl area. We do know that people can't use the taxis from Paarl to Bellville yet, as it's still closed. So basically, he was telling us that train services has been increased from 14 to 56 trips in the Paarl area so that people can use the trains to Bellville and along that route. And also that Golden Arrow has increased their services from 1 to 9 so that people can take buses as well. So he was interacting with commuters, hearing what they have to say. People were saying that while it's all good and well that there are alternative transport, but if they take the bus, a return ticket with the bus, it cost him 90 rand. And if they had to take the train services, it would cost him 26 rand, and that's a return. But the train services are unreliable. We spoke to some commuters today that were kind of frustrated because the train that they were traveling on was late. And this now means that kids are going to be late for school and people are going to be late for work. But this is what the commuters had to say this morning when we spoke to them on the train.
There's long queues there by the Krefontein station by buying the tickets and the stuff, you know. So you have to wake up so early. And, you know, we come from the hectic, you know, neighborhood whereby at least like we have to wake up, say, 5 o'clock. Then it's quite dangerous that time. And there's a lot of, you know, criminals, you know, trying to grab our bags, our monies, cell phones, etc. But anyway, we can't do anything because we want to work. We want to earn a living.
The train must not be late now because we are late.
The buses, yeah, the buses is right, but they are quite expensive because we used to pay 25 rand from the taxis. Now we have to pay 42 rand. And for us who are working in Krefontein, there's no bus station, so they drop us at N1, so we're not safe. We are not safe.
The voices there of the commuters who really are bearing the brunt of all of this. Kaylin, what sense do you get about this deal that has been struck? Do you think that it will hold? What are you hearing from the different taxi associations and whoever else you've been speaking to?
Well, Mandy, listening to CODESA and Qatar yesterday, they were very, very apologetic. They were apologizing to commuters that commuters have been inconvenienced for a long time. They apologized for the violence that occurred over the past few weeks. And they said that they are taking this agreement very seriously and that they now have to make up for the lost time or the lost services that people have suffered. And they are willing to do that. They said that they know that people won't be able to trust them, but they're going to have to work on that trust. And also, this question we obviously asked the minister as well, what he thinks of this agreement. And he says, well, we can't guarantee people's safety. He's confident that this agreement will hold. And also, the MEC this morning, we asked him about the B97 route as to whether or when he's going to reopen it. And he said that he will only open it once the violence has ended. And we know for the past 2 weeks since the closure, there's been no violence. So I think that he just needs to extend that time and see whether there will be no violence within the taxi industry.
Let's hope, Kaylin. Kaylin Palm, Eyewitness News reporter. She was out in Paarl today. Fikile Mbalula tweeting pictures not too long ago of himself and Dalen Mitchell and taxi association representatives. They're still ironing out the details there. So let's hope that this deal, this ceasefire, does indeed hold.